This is a Shift Podcast Network production.
Welcome to Here and Back Again. I'm David O'Callaghan, and yes, this is a podcast looking at all things releasing weekly on streaming and in cinemas, with a bit of pop culture thrown in for good measure. And have we got a week for you? It's quite stacked, folks. It's gonna be heavy on the eyeballs, both on streaming and in cinemas. And I think you'll be occupied over the weekend. So, shall we begin?
Shouldn't you tie us up?
Oh, I've not got any rope. You're just gonna have to pretend.
What they do is feed off misery and make more of it. I can stop them.
She fights as though she's possessed. Something happens to me, and I'm untouchable.
It has all the hallmarks of a fairy tale.
Is that a woman?
Guarantee you that's the first time she's been wanted.
Very good.
Indeed, stand and deliver your money or your life. What are the odds? It's like buses. You wait decades for a series about a highwayman, and now we've got two in the space of 3 weeks. Renegade Nell is the new Disney historical action-adventure fantasy series set in 18th century England and comes from Happy Valley writer and creator Sally Wainwright. What is going on? I love it. Derry Girls star Louisa Harland plays Nell Jackson, a female highwayman or highwaywoman, anyway, on the run after being framed for murder. So Nell goes on the run, turns to a life of crime as a highway robber in order to survive, for her family to survive. Nick Mohammed adds this slight touch of fantasy with his Tinkerbell-style magical spirit who gives Nell these magical powers which help her deflect bullets and fight various soldiers and henchmen. You're like, what is going on? This one is much grittier than the recent Adventures of Dick Turpin on Apple TV Plus, which I have to say I'm quite enjoying, but that is pure comedy. This one, while having fantasy and dark magic elements, is definitely a bit more serious. But having watched all 8, I binged crap out of this one. It's extremely enjoyable, highly entertaining, and quite action-packed, and a lot of commentary on the class systems, and has a wonderful supporting cast. So, I'll take a season 2, thank you very much, Disney, yes. Highly, highly recommended. So that is Renegade Nell on Disney+. Yes, big double thumbs up from me. Loved it, loved it. All 8 episodes are now streaming.
And if you bought my album and you came down here expecting me to do a lot of routines from the record and I didn't do them...
Well, excuse
This guy was getting people so happy.
I always thought, this just does not happen. And it did.
He's the most idolized comedian ever.
He reinvented stand-up.
It was a cultural phenomenon.
Good evening and welcome. My name is Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
I am a wild and crazy.
Steve Martin, a documentary in 2 pieces on Apple TV Plus, dives into his extraordinary story from 2 distinct points of view. Then, the first episode chronicles Martin's early struggles and meteoric rise to revolutionise stand-up before walking away at age 35. The second part, called Now, focuses on the present day with Martin in the golden years of his career, which currently sees him back atop the pile with smash hit TV series Only Murders in the Building. Also exciting about this one is that Morgan Neville, who directed such fab documentaries as 20 Feet from Stardom and the Fred Rogers doc, Won't You Be My Neighbor, is our guide and interviewer throughout this doc. This one is all told with a fresh honesty by Martin himself and blends never-before-seen footage with new interviews with his contemporaries like Martin Short, of course, Tina Fey, Eric Idle, Diane Keaton and Jerry Seinfeld. So yes, that's Steve Martin, a documentary in 2 pieces on Apple TV Plus, and yeah, I'm fairly certain after watching this you'll want to go down that rabbit hole and rewatch the classics. The classics like The Jerk, The Man with 2 Brains, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. Oh, Fathered Right. Yeah, some people like Fathered Right. Anyway, excited for this one. Game on. 3 hours long, 90 minutes each episode. Boom.
State your name.
Alexander Ilyich Rostov.
Occupation?
It's not the business of gentlemen to have occupations.
Your class is a threat against Russia.
Therefore, it is the judgment of this committee that you be returned to the Metropole Hotel, where you will remain for the rest of your days.
For the last 4 years, I have been a prisoner in suite 317 of the Metropole Hotel.
It has a window at least. Just about fit on this bed. Ah, G-sharp, I believe.
A Gentleman in Moscow on Paramount Plus is a new 8-episode adaptation of the acclaimed and best-selling 2016 novel by Amor Towles of the same name. In this historical drama, Ewan McGregor stars as Count Alexander Rostov, who was banished to live out his remaining years as a prisoner in the Hotel Metropole following the Russian Revolution. In the years that follow, he begins to build a new life within the confines of the hotel. Towles was inspired to write the book when he combined the idea of luxury hotels where some guests are permanent residents with his knowledge of Russia's long-time historical tradition of house arrest. Also starring Mary Elizabeth Winstead and Leah Harvey, and arriving on a wave of hype and fuss, yes, that is A Gentleman in Moscow, which is now on Paramount Plus.
Nobody understands some of the things you have to do when you wear a badge. Put away the bad men, or if the system won't do it. You need to make things right, no matter the cost.
It's been so long.
So how's it feel to be back?
Pretty damn good.
The body was found at 8:32 a.m. No witnesses, no suspects.
In American Rust, Broken Justice on Prime Video, we get the long-awaited second season to this gritty Jeff Daniels crime drama based on the book by Philip Meyer. Season 1 was set in a small Rust Belt town in Pennsylvania, where Chief of Police Del Harris takes on an investigation when the son of the woman he loves is accused of murder and he attempts to cover it up. It's been over 3 years since the first season got lukewarm reviews and the show was cancelled. And I'm not going to lie, I actually quite enjoyed it, but it was, you know, pretty bleak stuff, very dark. And at this point, I've totally forgotten most of what happened. So I will 100% need a Previously On segment to get me back in the groove now that Prime Video have saved it from extinction. Returning back to work with his slightly dodgy methods of investigation and absolutely sketchy criminal connections, will Del Harris solve a new wave of murders and get through the season unscathed? Or will he be taken down by the new district attorney who has him in her sights? Oh yeah. After the slow, stressful build of season one, folks will finally possibly get the decent drama they were hoping for. That's American Rust, Broken Justice, or season two of American Rust, which is now on Prime Video. A quick shout out to some recent or not so recent cinema releases which are now free to stream and some new returning shows. The absolutely fantastic and shockingly underperforming at the box office Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning is now available to stream at home on Paramount Plus. And if you haven't caught it yet, I would highly, highly recommend it. Yes, it's box office action, it's spy stuff, it's stunts. They've now dropped a part one in the title and the next movie is not coming till 2025, sure. Why not catch this little thing of beauty on the small screen where it was meant to be seen? Not really. But anyway, also from Paramount Plus, Paw Patrol Mighty Movie is now available to babysit the small kids on the couch. That's all you need for this one. That's all you need to know. And it's there and ready for their hyper-distracted eyeballs. For any Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse fans out there, just a quick shout out to the new short film, The Spider Within, a Spider-Verse story, which is a 7-minute short that, as expected, is beautifully animated and definitely worth a nose. It's on YouTube. Now, when it says 7 minutes long, it means actually it's only about 4.5 to 5 minutes of animated time, but still pretty class. It doesn't expand on any particular storyline development in the movies. However, it does draw some focus onto Miles Morales' mental health and well-being as a teenager with superhero expectations. You know, there's a bit of pressure there. So, well worth a nose. But remember, it's a short movie. Believe it or not, Grey's Anatomy returns for its 20th season and lands on Disney+. My days of Denny and Snow Patrol are well past. But if you're still invested in Meredith Grey and all that drama, that is Grey's Anatomy and its 20th season, which is now on Disney+. And finally, if you missed Taika Waititi's recent sports ball movie, Next Goal Wins, about the American Samoa soccer team who infamously lost a match 31-0 and are then coached by none other than Michael Fassbender to do hopefully a wee bit better. Well, that is also now streaming on Disney Plus. As I said before, it's an okay movie, and actually I'd say it's a perfect streaming movie rather than the cinematic experience. So if feel-good, sweet sports ball, underdog vibes is what you're in need of this weekend, maybe you should watch this. Oh, before the Man City and Arsenal game to get you in the zone. Oh my God, it's a stress. Anyway, that's Next Goal Wins, which is now on Disney Plus.
I was a player.
Vinny Walker, legend in the making.
Vinny was a pro.
He's been living in his car for months. He's lost.
We're going to play an international football tournament in Rome.
There'll be players coming from all over the world.
This lot are England's best homeless players.
Homeless? I am not homeless.
Before he was homeless, he's just a bit of a twat.
Speaking of sports ball, The Beautiful Game on Netflix sees Mal, played by Bill Nighy, who is the manager of England's homeless football team, taking his players to Rome with the hope of being crowned champions of the Homeless World Cup. He brings with him a talented striker, Vinny, played by Michael Ward from Top Boy, who could most definitely give them a real chance at winning. I was originally feeling a bit, this all could be a bit whatever and a bit, you know, that kind of mawkish Netflix TV movie, those vibes, the alerts were going up. But then, alas, I saw that Tia Sharrock directed it, who recently gave us the fab Wicked Little Letters. It was written by the wonderful Frank Cottrell Boyce. Oh, I'm getting even more intrigued. And is also produced by Colin Farrell. As far as I can figure out, Brendan Gleeson was originally attached to star alongside Farrell. But here we are now. And as most folks know, Bill Nighy as well. Bill Nighy. So it would be extremely rude to ignore this one. So just feck it. As I said, it's a big sports ball weekend. This will get you in the zone. And maybe I feel there may be blubbing involved. So that's The Beautiful Game, which is now on Netflix. And over on Prime Video, The Baxters is a new family drama based on the best-selling novels by Karen Kingsbury. This faith-infused series stars Roma Downey and Ted McGinley. It follows Elizabeth and John Baxter and their five adult children, where we find the 10-episode first season revolving around their daughter, Carrie, who discovers her professor husband, Tim, is having an affair with one of his students. Oh dear. Timmy. Carrie must find comfort in her family and fate. Yes, fate. To discover if love is a choice or if her marriage can be redeemed. A rare headfirst dive into fate-based content by Prime Video. So it'll be very interesting to see how this one does. But if this is your Holy Joe jam, feck it. It's all there for you. That's The Baxters, which is now on Prime Video.
I was 5 years old when I discovered ballet. People think that it's not for boys. It's my dream, and I have to follow it.
It's something that one has to embrace, accept, or appreciate.
Hi, Miss Maddie. We wanted to talk to you about your acting about Anthony, your son. He had so much raw talent that we are interested in at the school.
You must be very proud.
I'm very proud of him. I can't believe that I'm going to be schooling in England for 7 years.
In the new documentary Madhu on Disney Plus, we follow 12-year-old Madhu, who is headed to the 100-year-old Elmhurst Ballet School in the UK on scholarship after coming to the world's attention with a viral video. As he leaves his family and community in Nigeria to study at this most prestigious ballet school, one of the most prestigious in the world, and having never left his home outside of Lagos, Anthony finds himself thrust into a new world where his wildest dreams are suddenly within reach. Defo one that will give you all the emo feels. This true life Billy Elliot will most likely have you both cheering and blubbing. Yes, more blubbing throughout. So that's Madhu, which is now on Disney Plus.
I'm worried Fraggle Rock has lost its wing.
I have no idea what to do.
The winds are changing. Maybe we have to be flexible.
What are these?
The silly creatures call it a strawberry, but sweet radish is the scientific name.
Whatever happened
happens next, we're ready to face it together.
Who wants to harmonize with me? Blubber!
Huh?
No.
No.
Dance your cares away, worries, for another day? Just let the music play down in Fraggle Rock. Doozers, work your cares away. Dancing is for another day. Let the Fraggles play down in Fraggle Rock. Yes, season 2 of Fraggle Rock is now on Apple TV+. The trash heap has indeed spoken. Fraggle Rock. Back to the Rock. Woo! Also for kids this week, Bad Dinosaurs on Netflix is another one for preschool smallies out there. This is an animated series that follows the hilarious, oh how we laughed, shenanigans of a Tyrannosaurus family as they deal with the trials of life in the prehistoric wilderness while surrounded by, yes, incompetent dinosaurs. Looks like a bit of quirky fun, so Bad Dinosaurs, which is now on Netflix. And I am also very aware, just like to say, very aware that my terrible Doozers impression went awry and somehow turned into Reginald. Damn you, Reginald. Always out there. Anyway, let's move on.
Season 3 is stacked.
Yarr!
There will be thrills.
Go Team Canada!
Spaces. No, I'm not. No.
Spills.
Oh! I didn't even know.
And mind-blowing cakes.
I came prepared. Tupperware.
And finally, I may get the answer to the most important question of our time. Is it cake?
A huge family hit for Netflix, Is It Cake? Returns for a third season, hosted by Mikey Day. The series features a group of contestants as they try to recreate common objects with cake, obviously, in an effort to fool celebrity judges. The winner of each episode takes home $5,000 and has a chance to win much more if they themselves can identify if the display of cash is real or a well-decorated mass of cake. The main draw of the series is obviously playing along at home and most of the times getting it completely bleeding wrong. Absolutely addictive, glorious nonsense. That's Is It Cake? Season 3, which is now on Netflix.
Well, I just can't believe it's that time of year again.
The Taskmaster and his assistant are back.
Hello there, my old friend. Well, let's do this.
Yes!
With a new batch of fresh meat.
You want to see my sausage?
Oh, you've got Papa's attention.
I'm arrived.
Go!
Are they up to the task?
Well.
You ready?
Woo! Chaos, looked at.
That was incredible.
And I approve this message.
Yes. Oh boy, oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy. Taskmaster Season 17 lands on Channel 4 every Thursday while also being on the Channel 4 app, whatever it's called these days. All 4? Channel 4 app? Whatever. And also on YouTube. This obviously is a series where 5 comedian contestants compete in a series of bizarre challenges presented to them by Greg Davies, the Taskmaster, and Alex Horn, his assistant and a devious little organiser, all in an attempt to win back their forfeited possessions and, yes, be crowned the season's champion. This series features Joanne McNally, John Robbins, Nick Mohammed, Sophie Willan and Steve Pemberton. I absolutely adored the madness of it all. I was late to the game and boy oh boy did I binge that YouTube crap to catch up, and I'm all in. God bless lockdown. Lockdown was good for one thing, finding Taskmaster. Can Joanne McNally bring it home to Ireland? Yes, bring it across the seas. Just like good old Dara Brynn did a few seasons back. Well, we'll have to wait and see. So that is Taskmaster Season 17, which is now on Channel 4 every Thursday, etc. And YouTube. Also on Channel 4 this week, Big Mood stars Nicola Coughlan and Lydia West as Maggie and Eddie, who have been best friends for over a decade and who find themselves attempting to see whether their friendship can survive in a landscape of increased work, life and mental health pressures. This 6-part comedy series looks like an absolute keeper and has been receiving amazing rave early reviews. I mean, off the chart. So that's Big Mood, which is now on all variations of Channel 4. Hope on the Street is a new docuseries which features J-Hope from K-pop supergroup BTS. This looks at his origin story and love for dancing as he begins a new journey in the 12th year of his professional music career. The series chronicles his return to his roots as a dancer and has, yeah, kind of an element of a travel show as he explores the streets of Osaka, Seoul, Paris, New York, meeting inspiring street dancers along the way. Ah, yes. So if K-pop and BTS are your jam, that's Hope on the Street, which is now on Prime Video. And coming from France on Netflix in our non-English section, The Wage of Fear is a new action thriller where an explosion at an oil well threatens hundreds of lives, so a crack team is called upon to make a deadly desert crossing with two trucks of, yes, nitroglycerin in tow in an attempt to save the day. Whoa! A remake of the 1950s French classic, that's The Wages of Fear, which is now on Netflix. And finally this week on streaming, and you know, I rarely recommend a movie made in 2010. Like, why? Why would I even be doing it? However, this one suddenly appeared on Prime Video this week, and I'm gonna have to call it out because, you know, I need you to know it's out there. On the 100th anniversary of the original voyage, a modern luxury liner christened, yes, you guessed it, Titanic 2 follows the path of its namesake. But when a tsunami hurls an iceberg into the new ship's path, the passengers and crew must fight to avoid a similar fate. Oh, sweet Lord. 15% on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's the audience reviews. 1.9 on IMDb. Like, this is bad. This is absolutely terrible bad. But deep, 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 deep down, you know you're tempted. You know you want to. So that's Titanic 2 in all its glory, which is now on Prime Video. Sadly, its sequel, Titanic 666, is not yet available to stream for free, but fear not, I'll obviously let you know when you're good to go. And on that high, that's your streaming for the week. Yeah, pretty impressive stuff there. Loads to keep you going. Now, let's take a look at this week's cinema releases, which are a fun, entertaining and quite fascinating bunch.
It is time to take the next step on your journey.
I'm not going to be the dragon warrior anymore.
You will advance to spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace.
Inner peace. Inner peace.
Keep yourself off my turf!
Dinner, please. Dinner with peas in a sesame soy glaze.
This is not working at all.
The big family release in cinema this week is the return of Kung Fu Panda 4. Jack Black returns as Po, and having been tapped up to become the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace, he needs to find and train a new dragon warrior. Meanwhile, a wicked sorceress, or chameleon of some sort, plans to resummon all the master villains whom Po has vanquished to the spirit realm. Okay, I'm going to be honest. Personally, I'm giving this one a giant meh. Not for me, uninspired, dull, and a perfect nappage movie. But, and this is where the huge but, haha, big butts comes in, I am not the audience for this one. So, yes, they are back by popular demand, hyped on sugar and popcorn. The O'Callaghan crew are here to give their opinion. Don't hold back, kids. Hit me, babies, just one more time.
Okay, so who do we have? What's your name and what age are you?
Elisa, 8. And Max, 6.
Kelsey, 10.
Amelia, 5.
Okay, Amelia, did you like the movie?
Yes.
Why did you like it?
Because I like when he needed to sleep, but actually it came out of his butt instead.
Kelsey, what did you think of the movie?
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, why?
It was really funny. Yeah, it was just really funny and good.
Cool. What do you think, Max?
I liked it and because they were fighting.
Yeah.
I liked it because the panda was very cute.
So, Elisa, who was your favourite character?
Probably Zen the fox.
How cool.
Because she kind of saves someone. I'm not going to say, but he saves someone in the movie.
Yeah. What about you, Max? Who was your favourite?
I like Thailand. Yeah. Because he's strong.
I liked Mr. Pinkvest because he's just really funny and humorous and always really worried for Po.
I like the lizard.
What was your favourite part, Elisa?
The last battle they did.
What were you, Max?
Mine was also the last battle.
Yeah.
Mine was when Zen hugged Po.
Yeah.
My favourite part was when he did it too.
So, Amelia, if your friend said to you, should they go and see it, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them, yes.
Kenzie?
I'd say you should definitely go and see it. It's really funny and child-friendly. It's very good.
Team Max?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Any last words for Davo?
Yeah.
Uncle Davo?
Love you, Davo.
Love you, Davo. Is this going on the podcast?
Ask him.
Is this going on the podcast? Because if it's not, cut it out.
Hey, bye. See you later.
Bye.
Can we listen to that?
So there you go. What do I know? What the hell do I know? Multiple thumbs up all over the gaff. And thanks to Pat for moving his phone constantly during the recording. So keep me on my toes in the editing room. Thanks for that. So that's Kung Fu Panda, which is now in cinemas.
We've discovered a signal. She can feel it. Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of.
You feel like going for a ride?
Thought you'd never ask.
Just try not to swallow your tongue.
What?
Another week, another empire, but this one, folks, ain't frozen. Godzilla x Kong. Godzilla loves Kong. Anyway, the new empire sees Godzilla and the almighty Kong face a colossal threat hidden deep within the planet, challenging their very existence and the survival of the human race. Again, directed by Adam Wingard, who gave us 2021's Godzilla vs. Kong, this one seems to introduce its own Baby Yoda inspiration in the form of Baby Kong. Personally, as long as no baby Godzuki turns up, I think any shark jumping moment will be avoided. Unimportant and insignificant, I'm sure, human roles in this one include Rebecca Hall, Brian Tyree Henry and Dan Stevens, even though I love them all, but who cares? Give me the monsters. But if you are coming looking for all the humanity and emotional intelligence of Godzilla Minus One, well, you better back away, because this one is all noise, action and ridiculous over-the-top monster versus monster set pieces. And that's nothing to complain about. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's not the other one. I have my IMAX screening booked for 10:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. And yes, I shall be leaving all of my brain at home to rest while my eyes take in this visual feast. So that is Godzilla x Kong, which is now at cinemas.
Theo? Theo!
When Theo was born, I couldn't even hold him. Okay, I was afraid I was gonna drop him.
I'm a terrible mother.
You're a wonderful mother. And a wonderful friend.
I just want you to be happy too.
Max? Max, get down, it's not safe. Max! Celine! Alice?
In Mother's Instinct, it's very difficult to say, housewives Alice and Celine are best friends and neighbours who seem to have it all. However, when a tragic accident shatters the harmony of their lives, guilt, suspicion and paranoia begin to unravel their sisterly bond. This 1960s set psychological thriller harks back to those, you know, you remember those 90s thrillers, you know, like Hand That Rocks the Cradle, Pacific Heights, and even a time single white female. The patriarchy are quite strong in this one and are represented by some quite annoying and infuriating husbands. Child actors are also a risky undertaking and unfortunately the kids featured here can be added to the not for me list. However, and it's a big however, when you have two leads played by Anne Hathaway and Jessica Chastain any average thriller will be raised to a decent worthy level, and I found myself quite engaged throughout and enjoyed its twisty, turny plot with all its reveals, etc. Good crack, good crack. Coming hot on the heels of Eileen, Hathaway is definitely making some interesting career choices, and with the mood shift about to come in May with Idea of You, oh boy, are you all in for a shock there. More power to Miss Hathaway. Ultimately, while not a masterpiece in any way, a fun, stressful, very stylish time will be had. And if you're looking something a bit more low-key and intriguing, then Mother's Instinct is definitely for you. And finally, in cinemas this week, we have Ryu Ichi's Sakamoto Opus, which is a celebration of the artist's life in the purest sense. In late 2022, as a final hurrah, I suppose, Ryu Ichi Sakamoto mustered all of his energy to record one final performance, a concert film featuring just him and his piano. Curated and sequenced by Sakamoto himself, the 20 pieces featured in the film narrate his life. You may know him for his beautiful scores like Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, The Revenant, and The Last Emperor, and this intimate, heartbreaking piece will absolutely destroy you as he wordlessly attempts to complete the performance. I'm not going to lie, in any way, this one had a quite profound effect on me while watching it. I definitely thought about life, death, achievements, what we leave behind, a bit too much throughout this performance, and hey, sometimes you just go to the cinema to be affected. This is not a documentary about his life. This is purely one last performance of sections of his life. And then he sadly passed away quite soon after completing it. It's heartbreaking. It's stunning. It's beautiful. So that is Ryu Ichi Sakamoto Opus, which is now on limited release in cinemas. So that's your cinema for the week. As I said, some pretty intriguing choices there. So, if you feel like escaping the madness of Easter, there you go. Run away. New music-wise, well, there's only one place to go this weekend. Put on your cowboy cap and yeehaw, it's time to get it on.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now. Woo!
Yes, Cowboy Carter is the 8th studio album by Beyoncé, and indeed, as you heard just there, and you can guess from the title, this is her country album. Inspired by the, let's say, not so nice reactions she experienced after performing with the then Dixie Chicks in 2016 at the Country Music Association Awards, both from country fans and some on the side of the industry, well, only Beyoncé could turn this experience into a most positive and stunning comeback in the form of this complete country album, and became the first black woman to top Billboard's country songs chart after its debut single, Texas Hold'em, debuted at the summit. With Lana Del Rey's country album also coming out later this year, oh my god, it's definitely country time. Yeah, ooh, ha! I'm quite excited to listen to this over the weekend. I'll be sidestepping my way around the place. Is that a thing? I have no idea what that means. Anyway, Beyoncé's Act 2, Cowboy Carter, is now available wherever you listen to your music. Looking quickly across pop culture this week, and three things that caught my beady little eyes. Cillian Murphy is set to star in Blood Runs Cold, an adaptation of the novel by Mark A. Bradley, filled with, yes, corruption and murder. According to the Hollywood Trades, two nights before he won the Best Actor for Oppenheimer, the same studio, Universal, completed a preemptive acquisition of this book, Blood Runs Cold, The Oblonsky Murders and the Battle for the United Mine Workers of America. You can see it's not a very catchy movie title. This is an epic story of a corrupt union leader who murders a rival and is taken down by the lawyer's son of the slain coal miner. Murphy will play the son, Chip. And along with the news this week that Peaky Blinders, the movie, will begin shooting in September, and the previous rumours of his appearance possibly in 28 years later, and his upcoming role in Claire Keegan's Small Things Like These. Oh my God, no rest for an Oscar winner. Get those laurels, there'll be no resting on them, keep on moving. So yes, Killian the man is going for it, so very exciting stuff. In less exciting news and slightly sad, Euphoria Season 3 is now equaling Depression Season 0. HBO and Sam Levinson have confirmed that it stars Zendaya, Sydney Sweeney and Jacob Elordi, who have quickly risen to being household Hollywood names, are free to pursue other projects due to the fact that the script for Season 3 is nowhere near completion. Oh, with Spider-Man 4 rumoured to begin shooting this autumn, that frees up Zendaya. And as for when we get this new series, only Lordy knows. Not Jacob, but just Lordy. But it's either looking like the earliest ETA would be 2026, but sure, they'll all be 40 by then. The other possibility is that they don't make a season 3, which would be very sad. Or they get a new cast, or they make a one-off movie. All bad decisions. But we'll just have to keep an eye on that. So Euphoria Season 3, off the books for quite a while. And finally, in pop culture news, in some intriguing Bruce Springsteen news, Scott Cooper, who directed Crazy Heart and Pale Blue Eye, is writing to direct Deliver Me From Nowhere, a narrative movie about Bruce Springsteen and the long effort to put together his classic 1982 album, Nebraska, and which is an adaptation of Warren Zane's book, which was published last year. According to the trades, in even more exciting news, the Bear star Jeremy Allen White is favoured to play the role of Springsteen. He just needs to finish filming season 4 of the hit series and then get across New Jersey with his tight jeans on and give it socks. With Timmy Chalamet playing Bob Dylan in a different movie, maybe they can assemble together and give us We Are the World the movie at a future date. That'd be a cracker. And there you go. Quality news. Maybe, maybe not. My work here is officially done. Done. As I said, some cracking content across the board, which will cater for all your tastes. Have yourself a whopper Easter weekend. Pace yourself, especially with those Easter eggs. Don't make a glutton of yourself. And if you're heading to Mass on Sunday, do us a favour, will you? Light a candle for the Arsenal, please. I'll be behind the couch all weekend and prep for the City game, so I won't have the opportunity. So, darling, leave a light on for me. Come on, you gooners. This is David O'Callaghan for the Here and Back Again podcast, wishing you all the best. And until next week, stay safe and binge happy. Well, hello there. Hello there, post-credits traveler. Welcome yet again. Da-da-da-da-da. Yes, we're back. We're back, hidden away, prepping for the long weekend. It's good to be alive. It's the sun is out there, but don't let it fool you. It's feckin' freezing. But you know what? Hide those eggs. Have the kids run amok. And you'll have plenty of time for yourself to chill out in the with the heating on inside. But yes, the sun, it's very confusing. I keep going out and freezing my poor little lovey-ins off. Anyway, I'll shut up and I'll move on, because in a busy week for all things pop culture. Yes, the hits, they just keep on coming. So in this post-credit segment, we shall... it's not a very catchy name. It's All the Twos. All the Twos of the Week. Absolute terrible name. First up, we have A Simple Favor 2. Yes, it is the sequel to the 2018 Paul Feig movie, which starred Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick. Another movie, another dark, twisty thriller that should easily be as batshit as the first one. This is being prepped by Lionsgate and Amazon for a Prime Video release next year. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. I did like the first one. It was quite strange and kind of made me want to drink cocktails all the time. In our next two of the day, The Guest 2. Now, this is a long shot. Bear with me. Because at least it's being discussed in the real world. Because Dan Stevens and Adam Wingard, who teamed up for Godzilla X Kong New Empire, were obviously the originally director and star of The Guest, which is a fantastic 2014 thriller, which I would highly recommend if you haven't seen it. It's on Netflix. Get in there. And it kept, you know, well, a mixture of journalists asking and them repeating, just repeat, repeat. Wonder if anybody's listening studio-wise. Did seem to be on both their minds. And if scheduling could be sorted, they thought the possibility may occur. So maybe this is just wishful thinking on my part, or the seed of idea. I'll take the seed route every time, which kind of sounds quite creepy. But anyway, and finally, in our Tale of Twos, Tale of the Twos, that's probably a better name. Tale of the Twos. Yeah, I like that one better. The Jinx Part 2 has been given a release date by HBO of April 21st this year. What? The original mind-blowing docuseries from 2015 was exactly that. The Life and Times of Robert Durst was one of the original wave of series to get true crime docs to being top-tier water cooler topics. This is the story of the New York real estate heir who was arrested on first-degree murder charges for the death of his best friend, Susan Berman. The show sent us all into a tizzy, and then with that iconic, infamous moment in the finale, holy crap, lost my mind. People were falling off their couches in shock. Well, part two literally begins from that moment and moves the story on to even crazier reveals and levels. If I'm being coy, maybe it's because I'm just, you know, there might be some folk out there who haven't seen the first part, and I'd highly recommend them finding it. I think it's on Sky, before the world all falls back down the rabbit hole of this mad, crazy stuff that is The Jinx Part 2. And you know what? With that, as you head into a weekend filled with chocolate and Easter egg comas, before you take that nap, I feel it's only right I send you into the long few days ahead, hyped, pumped, and ready for action. So, Chappelle Roan, you super graphic, ultra-modern girl, turn it up and take us away.
You know what they say, never waste a Friday night on a first date. But there I was, in my heels with my hair straight. And so, I take him to this bar. This man wouldn't dance. He didn't ask a single question. And he was wearing these fuckweed jeans.